We are now on our third week of our series, Past Perfect. We're talking about the promises of God in the past and how Jesus perfected it, how Jesus fulfilled the promise of God in the Old Testament. Let's all stand as we read the word in Isaiah 52, 13 and 14. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you sent your Son to save us from our sins. And we are here today. We are saved. We are blessed because of what your servant, what the Messiah has done for us. Lord, we pray that we'll have a revelation of who you are as we look upon you, as we look at your word this morning. Help us to apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at God's plan for redemption in the Old Testament and how Jesus fulfilled it so that we will live a life that is consistent or in accordance with the gospel. Isaiah 52 tells about the servant who will act wisely. He will prosper. He will succeed in his mission. It says there that many were appalled. Many were shocked at his appearance. Marami po ang nagulat dahil siya po ay binugbog, hinambalos, hinagupit, at sinaktan. His appearance was beyond human recognition. Hindi po siya nakilala. And this servant suffered in behalf of many people. So we're talking about the perfect substitute, the Messiah who became our substitute so that we won't be able to suffer again. Siya po ang kumuha ng ating paghihirap. At marami pong dahilan. There are many reasons why people suffer. No? Sometimes it's because of what others have done. No? You become a victim of injustice or crime. O kaya it's because self-inflicted suffering. No? Dahil because of your mistakes or wrong decisions in life. O kaya nag-selfie ka sa taas ng hagdanan at nakatalikod pa kaya nahulog, no? Mistakes. Or maybe it's because of suffering for your faith. No, ikaw ay Kristiyano at ikaw ay nakitira sa isang Muslim nation o isang communist nation and you're suffering for your faith. Ikaw ay nadukot ng isang terorista. No? O kaya you're suffering because of a wrong decision or maybe for you stood up for what is right. No, you expose corruption. You expose something that's wrong, an anomaly. May binulgarang anomalya at ikaw pa ang nasisi. No? Ikaw pa ang napagdiinan. So maybe you suffered for doing what is right. There are many reasons. Now here, people in Metro Manila are well aware, no, of the suffering that we have to endure every day because of traffic. No? At dito po, sabi po ng Japan agency, 2.4 billion a day ang nawawala because of economic losses due to traffic. Maraming nalilate, hindi nakarating ng tama sa airport, mga na-delay na shipment. And the Philippines is now ranked number 9 in countries with the worst traffic and number 4 in Asia. No? Pero let's just pray for the government, no? That they'll continue to expand and build more infrastructure. Sa harap po natin ay may ginagawang MRT. No? Kaya pagtitiis po tayo, sandali lang, mga 3 taon, para umabot na hanggang Antipolo ang MRT. No? Hanggang sa hinulugang taktak ng Antipolo ang MRT. No? Tuloy swimming na. So the recent Gallup Healthway State of Global Wellbeing reports that 8 in 10 Filipinos are struggling or suffering financially. Only 18% of the Filipinos saw themselves as thriving financially. O 2 sa 10 ang tingin nila ay nakakaluwag sila, no, economically. And so there are many books that you can read how to, pwede po tayong masenso, pwede po tayong mag-aral, mag-matay ng mga seminar, financial seminar, aside from giving to God. But we can do our part, no, to get out of this situation. Now, there are several things or creatures. Marami rin pong mga bagay-bagay ang naghihirap, no? At ito po yung mga pick-up lines na sabihin ko sa inyo. At hulaan niyo po kung sino yung nagsabi nito, no? Unang-una, inarugan niyo ako, pinakain at pinalaki. Lahat ibinigay niyo sa akin, tapos magpapalit niyo lang ako sa pera. Sino nagsabi niyan? Ito po ay hinanakit ng isang baboy sa mundo. Ito, may no, naghihirap din siya, no? Masakit ang damdamin niya, sabi niya, ginagawa ko naman lahat para sumaya ka. Mahirap ba talaga makontento sa isa? Bakit palipat-lipat ka? No? Sino nagsabi niyan? Yung TV channel, remote, no? Oh, palipat-lipat. Ito rin, dramatic din to. Sawang-sawa na ako, palagi na lang ako pinagpapasapasahan. Pagod na ako. Ayan, sino mo nagsabi niyan? Bola po yan. Ito, hindi mo alam, malay mo, ewan mo, sawang-sawa na ako. Isa lang naman ang pag-uusap ko sa iyo eh, sagutin mo ako ng matino. Sino yan? Yan po yung test paper. Sagutin mo ang matino, tama. No? Ito, talaga dramatic to. Sabi niya, you can cry all you want. You can always blame me. You said I wasn't fair, that you just want life to be better. But remember, it's all your fault. You stabbed me with a knife. Uy, sinaksak siya. Oh? Hinati siya ng kutsilyo. Sino yan? Sibuyas po yan. Yan, no? Okay. So may kukwento na kayo bukas sa mga kaibigan nyo. No? So we know Jesus died and suffered for us. But why did Jesus have to die? No? How did Jesus become the perfect substitute for our suffering? Bakit po kailangang maghirap si Jesus? Bakit po siya kailangang mamatay? Di ba pwedeng patawarin na lang ni Lord lahat ng makasalanan, lahat ng different religions ay itanggapin niya? Why did Jesus have to suffer? What was the result of his suffering? How did Jesus become the perfect substitute? And it all started with God's plan for redemption. Meron pong planong Diyos. No? Simula't simula pa. 700 years before the Messiah came, before Jesus came, the Messiah was portrayed in the book of Isaiah as a suffering servant. No? Siya po ay lingkod ng Diyos na naghirap. And here's what the Messiah will do in Isaiah 53:4-6. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So ang suffering servant that's being referred to here did not suffer for himself. Ang tapong lingkod ng Diyos ay hindi naghihirap dahil sa mali niyang nagawa. Pero siya ay naghihirap because dahil pinasa niya, kinuha niya ang paghihirap, ang mga bigat ng kalooban, ang mga sakit, ang mga kasalanan ng maraming tao. We all like sheep. No? Maraming taong naliligaw, parang tupa, at nilagay ng Diyos sa kanya ang lahat ng kasalanan ng mundo. And this suffering is a vicarious suffering. Ibig sabihin po ng vicarious, it means something performed or suffered by one person as a substitute for another for the benefit or advantage of that person. Okay, ito po ay substitute suffering, vicarious suffering. For example, kung ikaw ay estudyante, how many students here? Kayo ay estudyante dito. Ayan. So, ibig sabihin, nag-sacrifice, nagpakahirap, nagtrabaho ang inyong magulang para kayo makapag-aral. No? Or you have relatives or parents, a wife, a husband who's working abroad. Nagsasakripisyo siya, working and being lonely, working as an OFW so that we will have a better life here in the Philippines. But here, the servant carried not just the sins, not just the guilt, but the sorrows, lahat ng kalungkutan, lahat ng sakit, ng pasanin, lahat ng kabigatan ng tao. And that's the plan of God. Now, how did Jesus fulfill that plan of God? Paano ba tinupad ni Jesus ang plano ng Diyos? Now, we'll look at two passages in the New Testament of how, wherein the prophecy of Isaiah 53 was fulfilled. Unang-una, Jesus became our substitute for our sins. Siya po ay naging kahalili natin, tinukinuha niya yung lugar natin para inako niya yung ating kasalanan. 1 Peter 2:24, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Siya po ay inako niyang ating kasalanan sa kanyang katawan sa krus na kinuha sa isang puno upang tayo mamatay sa kasalanan. And so Jesus became our substitute. Now, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? No, maraming pong tao, people from other religions, they say that Christianity is a bloody religion. Madugo raw ang relihiyon ng Christianity. No, kung napanood niyo yung The Passion of the Christ. Napanood niyo ba yung movie The Passion of the Christ? No, we saw how Jesus was tortured and beaten so badly. And now, why did Jesus have to die? Because God is holy, perfect, and righteous, and God cannot live with a sinful man. No? Sin has to be judged. Kailangan pong husgahan ng kasalanan. And so, sin is inconsistent with God's holy character and nature. No? Parang light and darkness. Hindi pwede magsama ang liwanag at dilim. No? And that's why kailangan maparusahan ang kasalanan. Kung kaya, kinuha ni Jesus, He bore the punishment that should be ours. No, na inako niya yung dapat nating kasalanan. And that word bore means to carry up, to bring up, to offer, to lift up oneself, and to put on the altar. No, yun po ang original meaning niya. No, na dalhin mo ang iyong sarili, itaas mo, at ilagay, ihandog sa altar. No, ginamit po yan sa Greek version ng Old Testament, referring to the priests who offer the animal sacrifice on the brazen altar. No? That word bore, referring to the carrying the animal sacrifice into the bronze altar. And that's why Jesus didn't have to lift him up and put himself on the bronze altar. He lifted up and he was lifted high and carried our sins on the cross so that the power of sin is broken once and for all. No? Ang kapangyarihan ng kasalanan ay sinira niya, no? Once and for all. Minsan lang po siya namatay. Just once. And so Jesus paid the penalty for our sins so that we won't have to go to hell anymore. No? He took our punishment. Inako niya. His death made us possible to live for our righteousness. So Jesus became the substitute for our sins. Jesus became our substitute also for our sicknesses. Kinuha niya ang ating mga karamdaman, ang lahat ng ating mga sakit. Matthew 8, a second New Testament passage. That evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. How many of you believe that Jesus is healing the sick even today? Jesus the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And this was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses, kinuha niya ang ating mga karamdaman, sakit, at para tayo gumaling. By His wounds, 1 Peter 2:24, by His wounds, you have been healed. Now, Jesus did not become sick, but through His suffering, dahil sa kanyang mga latay, sa mga sugat na tinamo niya sa kanyang likod, doon tayo napagaling. Yun ang kabayaran sa ating mga karamdaman at sakit. No? So Jesus took our sins and our sicknesses on the cross. Now let me share with you, tell you a story, a healing testimony of one of our members in Victory Pioneer. Si Mike Espina, senior niya to, kay Pastor Jonas and Janice Bernales, one of our pastors there. And sabi ni Janice na overwhelmed daw siya, halos mapayak nung narinig niya yung testimony ni Mike nung nilapitan siya after the Saturday service last August 1. He said, "I'm healed na po of my stage 4 cancer. God healed me. I took communion every day as the pastor told me to." Okay, so sabi ni Pastor Jonas, mag-communion ka. I remembered seeing him the last time was the first launch of our Let's Go Sabado, yung Saturday night service nila last June. And nung nag-dinner fellowship sila after the service, nalaman niya nga may lung cancer tumor siya, measuring 4.1 by 4.3 by 3.9 centimeters. No? So, yan po yung size ng tumor niya. We prayed for him, and my husband encouraged him to take communion and pray every day. And so si Mike, pumunta uli siya after that. Tingnan niya, lumabas yung resulta ng CT scan niya. And he was asking the doctor, sana po yung mass size, doc? Sabi niya yung doctor, it's gone. Wala ka ng tumor, malinis na lungs mo. The doctor answered. So yan po, the image, CT images no longer shows the mass lesion in the medial upper lobe. Ground glass and linear densities, tubular and round calcifications are seen in the peribronchial arthropulmonary window. Ayan, nakita raw sa window na wala na raw yung tumor, no? Yung sa bintana, yung dinidaas na inilip sa bintana, no? Wala na raw yung tumor, no? Praise God. Jesus heals. He's a miracle worker. Praise God for this miracle. Glory to God. No? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, amazing si Lord, no? Hindi po siya nagbabago. He's the same God in the New Testament and now in the 2015. So what should be our response? Our response, what should be the result of this substitution, this redemptive suffering? Our response is a life lived in accordance to the gospel. Tayo po'y mamuhay ayon sa kanyang salita, ayon sa Ebanghelyo. And we are exhorted to follow Christ's steps. Tayo ay hinahamon na sumunod sa yapak ni Kristo. No? 1 Peter chapter 2, for this you have been called, Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow His steps. No? Because Christ also suffered for you. No? He committed no sin, but neither was deceit found in His mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. So, sundan natin ang yapak ni Kristo. Gayahin natin siya. What did Jesus do when nung siya ay ininsulto? He did not retaliate. Hindi siya gumante. No, he did not take revenge. No, when he suffered, but he entrusted himself. He left his case. Pinaubayan niya sa Diyos ang kanyang paghihirap. At siya ay naging substitute, perfect substitute. No? Inako niya ang ating kahirapan para hindi na tayo ang magdusa. And here's a quote by A.W. Tozer. No? If man had his way, kung tayo ra ang so-solve, ang re-resolve sa problema ng kahirapan, the plan of redemption would be an endless and bloody conflict. Kaya maraming giyera sa mundong ito, because man is trying to solve, wanting to gain more at expense of others. No? But in reality, the salvation was bought not by Jesus' fist, hindi dahil sa kamao ni Jesus, but by His nail-pierced hands, sa kanyang kamay, no, na tinagusaan ng mga pako. Not by muscle, but by love, not by vengeance, but by forgiveness, not by force, but by sacrifice. Jesus Christ, our Lord, surrendered in order that He might win. He destroyed His enemies by dying for them and conquered death by allowing death to conquer Him. That's what A.W. Tozer, an American evangelical pastor, writer, and editor. Jesus Christ surrendered His life. He voluntarily gave His life to be the substitute on the cross so that through His death, we might have life. Through His suffering, we might have healing. Through His poverty, we might become rich in the eyes in the kingdom of God. So, kinuha po niya na siya ay naging substitute natin. And Peter wrote this letter, no? Follow the steps of Christ. He sinulat po niya to originally to those household slaves, mga alila, mga naglilingkod, no? And sabi niya, maging respectful kayo kahit even if you suffer maltreatment, no, kahit kayo ay minamaltrato, no, maglingkod kayo, no, follow, gayahin niyo si Kristo, be humble, work for God, and shine your light. Let us follow the footsteps, the example of Jesus. And so, ano pong response natin? Paano po natin ma-apply yan? Ano po, for example, kung ikaw ay estudyante, what if you have a terror teacher? No? At ay ikaw ay binigyan ng failing grade. No? Hindi dahil hindi ka natuto kasi siya pa mismo yung uma-absent. No? Hindi ka natuto. No? At parang nag-darts lang. No? Pagbigayan ng class card o ng grades. No? What if you have a supervisor, a boss in the office who's shouting at you, discouraging you, speaking negative words, cursing words against you, humiliating you. No? Anong response natin? What if you have a neighbor, meron kang kapitbahay na undisciplined, burara sa pagtapon ng basura, undisciplined in taking out trash? I just recently saw a sign in a gate. May nag-post ng sinulat sa papel, may sign doon. Sino man ang naglabas ng basura, kung sino ka man, no, may tamang oras, may tamang araw ang paglabas ng basura, tumira ka na lang sa bundok. Exclamation mark. No? Pinaskil, someone who is fed up with his neighbor. And abili, hindi na inulit nung gumawa nun, nung nakita niya yung sign. But you can do your part, in confronting injustice or unrighteousness, but at the same time, let's surrender our lives to God and trust everything to God. And so we are to follow His steps, and then we are to live to righteousness. Live for in doing what is right. Live to righteousness. 1 Peter 2:24, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, so that we might live and do what is right. Para tayo gumawa ng tama. So Jesus personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can die to sin. Para tayo mamatay sa kasalanan at mamuhay sa katwiran. He became our substitute to set us free from sin. And that's before we have a passion, a desire. Dati, madali sa ating magkasala. Malulong sa bisyo. No? Gumawa ng mga kalaswaan, mga karumihan, mga acts of corruption. But now, Jesus is giving us power to do what is right. And He is inviting us to offer our lives as instruments of righteousness. Tayo magpagamit sa Diyos, no? Para magpakilala magbahagi ng kanyang salita, magbahagi ng pagmamahal niya sa ibang tao. We have died to sins and live to righteousness. In other words, the main point of what we're saying is Jesus became our substitute when He took our sins and sicknesses on the cross. Pinapo niya, inako niya lahat ng ating kasalanan, paghihirap at karamdaman sa krus upang tayo mapalaya at maibsan at mapawing lahat ng ating kahirapan sa mundo. And not all suffering will vanish on earth, but one day all suffering will end when we are in heaven. No? In heaven, there's no more sickness, dying, pain, or hunger, and thirst, and we'll be with God forever and ever. But Jesus became our substitute when He took our place. He took the penalty of our sins on the cross. You know, just this past week, I just came back from a writer's workshop sponsored by the Asian Theological Association in Bangkok, Thailand. These are the different theologians, pastors, leaders, seminar professors from different nations in Asia who are writing Bible commentaries, contextualized Bible commentaries for Asians. Ito po yung editor ng Asia Bible Commentary Series, si Dr. Rico Villanueva. He is a brother of one of our pastors in Victory Nova, Novaliches. He's a good friend of mine. And here is another editor, Dr. Andrew Spurgeon. His name is Andrew Spurgeon. From India, based now in the U.S. He's Siri from Thailand, Augustine from Indonesia. He was assigned the book of Genesis, so he will write commentaries on the 50 chapters of Genesis. He's just starting, you know. Kuan from Korea, also Steve from Korea, and this man is, I think, Kawasaki, and si Kaz, Dr. Kaz from Japan, and he's writing a commentary on the book of Luke, 24 chapters. And I was assigned, binigyan ako ng assignment, no? 1 Thessalonians, 5 chapters. No? Mahaba yun, no? Kasi dadamihan ng kwento, no? Papahabain natin. And this is Isobel from Canada, is also one of the editors of the commentaries. And I met her husband, who also joined us in the trip. This is her husband, William Stevenson. When I first saw him, I thought he was an Old Testament prophet or a scholar. No, mukhang dihado ako sa grupong ito. Ah. Mukhang matatalino lahat. Ah. Akala ko, prophet, eh, no? Scholar. Yung pala, I learned that he has a PhD in mechanical engineering. Wow. So, mekaniko pala, no? Ah, mechanical engineer pala, si William. And tinanong ko si William and Isobel, what do, because they are living in Windsor, Canada, near Toronto. And I asked them during one of our meals, what do you do on your free time? And they told me they're repairing the old house that they bought in Canada. So meron silang nabiling lumang bahay, ang ginagawa nila. And also William shared to me that he volunteered to serve in the Stephen Ministry in Canada. No, Stephen Ministry is like in a parang hindi siya hospital. It's home care, where you help and assist the sick and elderly people. No? At meron daw siyang isang tinutulungan na isang tao, an old man, an elderly man, mas matanda lang konti sa kanya. And this man had diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and he's on a wheelchair. Yet in spite of his frail condition, tong taong inaasistahan niya twice a month, this man was able to lead and share the gospel and lead people, 45 people. He was able to lead 45 people in the home care. And 45 people were brought into the kingdom of God because of this man. And so, why? Because that man, na tinutulungan ni William, he understood that Jesus became his substitute. Jesus died for his sins so that he can live to righteousness and offer himself to serve God and serve other people. And that's the main truth that we can take with us today. Jesus bore, he carried, hinako niya ang ating kasalanan sa kanyang katawan, sa krus ng Kalbaryo, upang tayo mamatay sa kasalanan at mamuhay, gawin ang tama. Why? Because by his wounds, we are healed. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son to take our sins and our sicknesses on the cross. And now we can live in freedom. We can live in righteousness and follow your footsteps, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for every one of us. Every one of us, in Jesus' name.